World Health Organization Director for Communicable Diseases T. Asyan gave delegates a grim status report on avian flu Wednesday.
In the Western Pacific region, the avian influenza situation remains serious and the human influenza pandemic threat shows no signs of abating. The virus has become firmly entrenched in many parts of Asia and much capacity building work to address the challenges lie ahead.
WHO members are addressing avian flu among a host of other health concerns during their week-long meeting here in Jeju, South Korea. During this season, migratory birds crisscross Asia, spreading a highly contagious and lethal form of flu known as H5N1, which is transmissible to humans. Since the most recent outbreak appeared in Asia in 2003, the virus has killed some 200 people. Most of the human cases were contracted through contact with sick birds or their feces. But there have been documented cases of human-to-human transmission, which is what has scientists worried. Doctors warn the H5N1 virus is dangerously close to mutating so that it would pass easily between humans, which could spark a global pandemic that could kill millions of people worldwide. Officials are working on a regional system for early detection, but note that there are even bigger challenges. New Zealand Health Minister Pete Hodgson says infrastructure issues will be critical.
If you've got a very well-planned health system and your communication system falls over, or your electricity system falls over, or your finance system falls over, or the cops don't turn out of their barracks when they need to, then more people will die.
WHO guidelines on responding to a bird flu epidemic call for quarantine and distribution of the drug Tamiflu. However, WHO spokesman Peter Cordingley says the world is still not prepared.
There will never, ever, ever be enough Tamiflu if there's a pandemic. So all countries know they have to have their own priorities about who would get it and who would not get it in a pandemic situation. And there's going to have to be some tough decisions.
This year, the WHO adopted legal guidelines for members to respond to public health threats, including flu pandemics. Members have until 2010 to implement regulations. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Jeju, South Korea.